So this is Sudaya C with the Buddhist Centre Online, and we're here on the last day of the ECA in Padmaloka in the summer 2019. And I'm joined by a couple of people just to talk about how the ECA has gone for them. So I'm just going to let them introduce themselves. So
Aryanita from Paris.
Jaya Raja from Butterfield.
Vanaraji from Mid-Essex.
Amrasiddhi from Nagpur, India.
I just want to start with Aryanita, because Aryanita has just recently taken over as the chair of the Paris Buddhist Centre. So this is your first time attending the ECA. What are your impressions?
For me, it's a gift because it's the opportunity in short time to know better the order, to meet a lot of people, to share a lot of things, to have new ideas, to be galvanized. Yes, it's marvelous.
If there's one idea that you've taken from this meeting, what would it be?
Lot of things to do. Lot of things is possible. But a lot of things is possible too.
Great. Yeah. Amrasiddhi, I know you're the movement coordinator in India.
Yeah.
And you're not actually part of the ECA.
Yeah.
Because the ECA obviously is the European Chairs Assembly.
Yeah.
So you're here as a guest. But yeah, it would just really be interesting to hear how you found this meeting, what anything that you think you might be able to take home with you.
Yeah, I'm taking with me, especially means my purpose to join the meeting, to improve the standard of the Indian Chairman's Assembly, to learn so many things from European Chairman's Assembly. Particularly, I like the 2-3 sessions very much. What is the effect of European Chairman Assembly on as a personal you, on your center, on as a movement? So that I will try and apply it to the Indian Chairman Assembly. And another session is that coming together all the chairs from Europe and out of the Europe. So I feel it's a very important task, time to time coming together, because we know each other, friendship is developed, and lots of things from the sharing we get learned. Yes, so one more thing I like, the strategic review of the ECA, that session I like very much. So some learnings I got it, and I will apply it in Indian Chairman Assembly. That was the purpose to join the ECA.
Great, so cross-fertilization from Europe to India.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. So both Vanaraji and Jayaraja are on the ECA exec. So maybe you could just say a bit what it means to be on the ECA exec. What special powers have you got?
So this is my first ECA assembly on the exec. It was quite an eye-opener. I found it extremely useful to meet every evening. For example, the executive meets every evening to respond to the requests of the day. So seeing how things went and what we could do tomorrow to actually say meet people's needs. And it's given me a much deeper understanding of the purpose of the ECA meetings, because I've been a chair for 3.5 years and I've been on most of the assemblies, but actually seeing it from the exec point of view, it has given me much deeper insight into what's required, why we're doing what we're doing, and there's been lots of highlights on this assembly, and I'm very grateful to everybody that's participated. In giving talks on being on the executive and being part of the ECA, everybody's contributed really well.
So being on the ECA exec, you have been part of creating the programme for this particular meeting. Can you say what was involved in the programme, and has it gone as planned?
The simple answer to that is no. So being on the exec, we're trying to plan a big aspect of the exec's focus is planning the European Chairs Assembly gathering. And we had in mind to do a strategic review on this event, looking at the money that comes in to the European Chairs Assembly and how we spend it, how we kind of have a strategy, where we want to be and how we best get there. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we had different things planned to try and take that into account. But actually, there's so many new chairs at this assembly. We realised that actually it was too ambitious. We had to scale back the plans and plan, you know, sort of each day on the hoof to try and sort of, okay, we need to take into account where we are. Yeah, this is, we've got so many new chairs, we need to try and explain the context so as people can understand it. So as we're taking the whole assembly with us as regards creating the vision. And I think, I'm really pleased that I think we are at that position come our next meeting in January, and that I have a strong sense that we've got the backing of the chairs in creating that vision from 2020, maybe as long as 2025, how we're going to use our resources, both to retain the harmony and integrity of the movement.
That's, I suppose, the programme that was, you know, when you had this idea of doing the strategic review. But of course, there's also opportunities for things to emerge. And I suppose maybe one of the things that's emerged just before the meeting started was the Observer article. And there's been some space made around for that. But there's also other issues. Would you like to say something about some of these, Vanaraji?
Yes, so because of the Observer article, the Adistana Kula was sort of brought back into existence. I think they'd stopped meeting. They met here at Padmaloka to formulate a second response and a letter to the Observer. And they worked long hours in extreme heat, and then they made an 11-point plan as to how to respond to the Observer article, and they presented it to us, to the chairs, and got us to meet together and see how that landed, and we gave feedback and so on. So they were able to then work a little bit more, taking into account our responses. So that was another thing that we had to sort of make sure that it fitted in. There was a space for the College of Preceptors to actually report to us, but in effect that took a different shape to what was anticipated. So actually the theme of the whole assembly has been, how do we change this to fit the circumstances?
And of course there's been other things that have been live for chairs. I don't know if Arianita would like to say something about, you know, there was a workshop, for example, on to BAM or not to BAM. I think that was a live issue for some of the centres.
Yes, it was very interesting to have a short meeting on different subjects, very concrete, BAM or not BAM, for example, and to have the opportunity to see what is done everywhere and the questions the chairs have. So it was a very important part of the EC meeting, this short exchange.
And another thing that is very alive at the moment is the ecological emergency. So there's been quite a lot of meetings. There wasn't a formal planned meeting, but there were focus groups and open space to discuss what a Tree Ratner approach to the climate emergency should be and could be. So that was very fruitful.
Yes, and any plans coming from arising from that? Anything concrete coming from?
Well, I think it's going to be a significant issue that will be coming to the January Chairs Assembly. So, you know, at the moment it's only ideas that we need to follow up to, but I think it is going to be quite a significant aspect to be explored on the January thing, and that may well be a significant part of the strategic process going forward.
And of course, we didn't just have focus groups, we also had a number of presentations. For example, today there was something on the Young Buddhist Project. There's been the centre presentations, which Amrita City was involved in. There's been other events, diversity. Any of those that particularly struck any of you?
I can say, I was really moved by the diversity presentation, which was given by three chairs, all women of colour. And I loved the form that it took. It was kind of very interactive, but also very personal. That, you know, they shared their stories, which were very different, about coming into the movement. So I'm very excited about about the possibility of increased diversity and strategies to enrich the diversity within our movement. And I think that's something that may well be kind of coming up in the January Chairs Assembly.
For my part, young people was a subject which excited me a lot, because I think it's a very challenging subject, and I have really involved Paris in this project. So to hear some other experiences and the young people, and see so many young people with a lot of responsibilities, it's really give me confidence in the order, really.
Yeah, I like the very nice atmosphere of the Padmaloka Heritage Center, and especially the ECA everyday meetings, starting with the meditation, ending with the, concluded with the puja. So that's a very good combination, business and the meeting. I like that very much. And apart from that, the Young Buddhist Initiative also started. Yes, in India we also started the Young Buddhist Initiative. And last 2 years, more than 5,000 boys and girls get benefited from that Young Buddhist Initiative. Initiative was from the preceptor Kula and one of young order member, Dhammacharya Anomashur. They are leading for that, and sometime they invited me to participate in the retreats and as well. So similar as a one movement throughout the world. So the Young Buddhist Initiative, Europe also going on, and India also going on. So that's good. And one more thing regarding the safeguarding here, that I like very much. So while working, how to protect the movement as well, and the whatever government regulations is very much important, yes, from the point of working as a movement with the individuals and the movement also. From the both part, safeguarding is a very important issue. So I like that very much, presentation of the Monisha, and lots of very good information, and what is important parts are there. So she presented very nice, very well.
And there's been SICA project presentations for quite a few of these meetings, but somehow or other the SICA project presentation this time seemed much more alive to me. It seems as if it's really going somewhere, as if we're really going to be able to benefit from that. We're already benefiting from, but the presentation showed what's possible, and I got very excited about that as well. Not reinventing the wheel.
I just want to ask you, Jayaraja, because we had a lovely rejoicing in you the other day by Subhadasi, who's clearly a friend of yours, because you're actually leaving the ECA because you're finishing up as a chair of Buddhafield. I'd just be interested to hear what pearls of wisdom are you taking with you or leaving behind for, or you'd like to share with others as you leave the ECA.
I often say to people, the thing I've most enjoyed about being a chair is the ECA meetings. It feels like a privilege to be amongst such a mature, positive, committed group of people who are taking responsibility both for their own mental states and also for trying to have a really positive impact in bringing the Dharma into the world. So I think just being in that group of people, it just feels... Oh yeah, it's like being in, the sunshine. It's I love it. Sometimes I can find the meeting, there's a lot of meetings go on within the meeting, but the times where we meet in what's called home groups, and the people, some of these are people I've known 20, getting on for 30 years. And sort of seeing them in their spiritual life and seeing how well they hold responsibility, and also seeing how well they've worked with the transformation of their being. It's a real inspiration, and that the love and friendships that I've shared over the 30 years I've been involved with the movement, and enjoying that, and also having developed new friends. Like I didn't know Varna Raji before becoming a chair, but really enjoyed having getting to know you through the exec, and just sort of seeing people's kind of the difference of qualities that people bring to the chairs, that that to be a chair is not a particular kind of person. They're very different. Mm. But what they do have in common is a love of Tri Ratna, a love of the Dharma, and a longing to kind of help. So there's all this diversity of characters with a kind of similar ideal and aspiration. And so I've really enjoyed deepening friendships and making new friendships. So, yeah, give me a lot of faith in Tri Ratna.
So it's sad to see you go, but who knows, you might reappear as a chair or something else in the future, return to the exec.
Knowing how maverick my own character is, I don't need to be something equally maverick for me to become chair of. So, yeah. And Butterfield's probably, it's a bit of a unique situation. Yeah, we'll see.
Watch this space.
Yeah. I'd feel joyful if I was kind of, yes, I'm going to be able to come back to those meetings. And try not to fall asleep in some of them. Maybe discussing the budget for a long time.
It's the middle way, I think. So I just thought maybe nice to finish with, you could all just maybe say one thing, just one thing you valued about this particular ECA.
One thing, harmonious discussion and a very pleasant atmosphere, brotherhood, all the chairs, that I like very much. I value very much for that.
I think I valued the energy that has emerged in this particular assembly, in terms of people finding the executive responsive to their requirements and the engagement of all the chairs. There's been a great deal of enthusiasm and engagement, which I've really valued.
I think there are so many things, but I think if I had to pick one thing, it would be the support, understanding, empathy and friendship of the home groups, sort of deepening those friendships and deepening that sense of love between a group of people, as I say, many of whom I've known for a long time.
For me, it's a pleasure and the simplicity to be with people so engaged in, and the impression to be part of a great, great things for the world.
So we'll leave it there for now, and thanks very much. I suppose just enjoy the remaining few hours of the ECA for the summer 2019.
Just one last thing. I think we could all probably agree that we enjoyed your presentation as well.
Very much.
Very nice presentation. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.